Wakey, wakey, baby. Oh, don't hide away, Grumble. It's time to get up. I let you sleep in. It's the weekend, but you don't want to waste your day. What if I just give you a little kiss? Kissing all over your cute face. You like that? I'm very excited. You know why? I made you a special treat. Not that kind of treat, Dirty. No, I made you breakfast in bed. All your favorite things. Truth be told, I made too much food, no doubt. But I thought, well, we can enjoy it together in bed. I have two trays here with all the stuff, so sit up. Give yourself a nice little stretch and yawn. We're going to have a feast in bed together. That's right. I have your coffee right here. I also have some tea in case you'd prefer that. Yes. Some freshly squeezed orange juice. So sweet and yummy. And of course, I have some sparkling water in case you'd prefer that. Oh, I believe in options. Absolutely. This is a 4-star breakfast in bed, I promise. And what else we got here? I have some fresh fruit to start the day with. It's always nice in the mouth after you've been sleeping. It's kind of refreshing and cooling. I have that. And then I also have some eggs. Just the way you like them. And I made them fresh, of course. Just now, I was quiet. I'm surprised the smells didn't wake you up, because the house smells amazing. I love making a big breakfast on the weekends. Just sets the tone. I have some bacon, and I have some toast, and butter, and jam, and all sorts of yummy things. Yeah. I even was naughty and have a pastry or two. That's right. No, these I did not make, but I nipped out specially last night and I got them. So they'll be fresh enough for our standards. Yes, I couldn't run down to the, French bakery this morning and grab them. But hey, make do with what we've got. Yeah, oh, I'm glad that you like it. I just wanted to do something nice for you. Yeah, exactly. I think we could use a bit of a pick-me-up, don't you? It's been something else, hasn't it, recently? I know, and I don't want to focus on that. I don't want to talk about that. I just want to have a nice breakfast in bed with my baby. Yeah. Something we don't get to do often or ever. Something we don't get to do is this time together just for ourselves. So I thought that would be nice. Something fun and sweet to do. Oh, I'm so glad it was worth it just to see the smile on your face. Absolutely. Yes, at any time you want to reciprocate, I will gladly allow you to. No. I know you're not the morning person. I don't mind doing this. It's fun. It's nice to plan and puts me in a good mood doing this for you. So... Now, don't think this will be happening every weekend. I'd love for it to, but, life gets in the way sometimes, as it is want to do. But, yeah. Nice to cuddle up together. Though our yummy beverages and breakfast treats. We could put on our favorite shows and cuddle and nosh and binge watch, or we could just chit chat and talk too. Open the blinds and look out. Let the sun in. Enjoy the beautiful day, the quietness of the morning. I know, it's a unusual light. It's just called morning, my night owl friend. Yes. And now you have the whole day ahead of you. You think about all the things you want to do or all the things you don't want to do. Sometimes that's just as important. It's good to have days where you just look after yourself and relax and not have big plans and not have to race here or there, but just kind of cuddle up and enjoy your time. Yeah. I used to do that or try to do that even when I was by myself, you know. I think it's important. There's so much going on in this crazy world, isn't there? There's so much noise and static and stresses and BS. It's nice to just sit back sometimes and tune out, isn't it? And what better way to tune out than in such style? The breakfast in bed. You have enough over there? I know, it's too much. It's too much. I know. But we'll have extras. Maybe we can have a brunchy lunch. More breakfast foods for lunch. What do you say? Yeah. That way we don't waste anything. They do say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So it's a good way to fuel your body and, yeah, get ready for the things you want to do. We could do a lot of things. We could either lounge. We could get up to all sorts of shenanigans and malarkey. Any kind of cock mockery you can think of. Or we could be mildly productive and do some adulting. That's not high on my list, but, you know, needs must. We could just go have fun. We could have an adventure. Go someplace we've never been. No, I'm not. You don't need a passport for that. Sometimes it's just in your own town. There's got to be places you've never been in your own town. A store, even, or a museum, or a park, or you're walking down a road or a neighborhood. I mean, you never know. You might be inspired by something to create or write, or maybe it'll make you think an interesting thought you've never had before. I know that sounds silly, but I think that's all important. I think it's really important. I love getting into random little local adventures. Absolutely. Or we could plan a bigger adventure. We could have an idea of a museum we want to go to, or an exhibit, or a show, or a movie, or a site that we haven't seen, like make it an official thing. So much to do. Or, you know, there's always a closet to clean out, or some sort of junk drawer to rearrange. Things that you never can attend to during the busy weekday. So there's that as well. I'm a big fan of staycations too. Taking time around the house, getting into little projects that need to be done, or reorganizing something, or depending upon how the weather holds, maybe doing a little clearing out in the garden. Oh yeah, there's always something to do, isn't there? Good thing is, and it's the best thing about weekends sometimes, is if you're lucky, you get to decide what it is you want to do. Doesn't always work out that way. In fact, it often doesn't, but today it does, and we're lucky. So let's make the most of it. What do you say?